In this week's parsha, Parsha's told us, we read, Vayi Esav Ish Yodei Tzayed. Esav was a hunter, an expert hunter. But Rashi comments, based on the Medrash Tanchuma, Yodei Tzayed, the hunting was not just of animals. Rashi comments, Lotzud Ularamos as Oviv Befiv, to fool and, so to speak, hunt his father with his words, with his mouth. V'sholo Abba, Heich Ma'asrin es Amelech v'es Hateven, Kasova Oviv Shuhumidakli Permitzus, that Esav would ask his father, do you have to take Maisa? Do you have to tithe salt and straw? And his father Yitzhak thought that, you see how careful my son Esav is in mitzvahs. He's asking even about salt and straw. You have to take Maisa. So I'd like to add, just in terms of interpreting this specific Rashi, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Tes from Hilchas Melochim, the Rambam says that when the Rambam lists the mitzvahs that were added, so to speak, or instituted by the Avos. First, of course, there were the mitzvahs preceding them, the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Then says the Rambam, V'chein haya hadava b'chol ha'olam ad avam. So it was, namely the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, the seven Noahide mitzvahs, bo avam v'nistava yesa eilo b'mila. Then came Avram, and he was commanded beyond that on the mitzvah of Mila. V'hu hisbal shachris, and Avram Avinu was the one who instituted davening shachris. V'yitzak hifrish maisa, v'hosef tefila acheres lifnos hayom. And Yitzak added the mitzvah of being mafrish maisa, and he also added tefilas mincha. V'yakov hoshev gid hanasha, v'hisbal avis. Came Yaakov, he added the mitzvah of Gid HaNosha after his battle with his tussle with the Malach and became lame. And God gave him the mitzvah of Gid HaNosha for his Baal Avos. And Yaakov instituted Davening Mariv. And so the Rabbi disagrees with this Rambam. And the Rambam says, Amavam, Ken Roy Loma, Vuhu is Baal Shachris for Hifish Maisa. He says, the Ravid is Masik on the Rambam. He corrects the Rambam. He says it should be that Avram Davin Shachris, and he was the one, not Yitzhak, who was Mafris Maisa. And the Radvaz there explains, in terms of the Ravid's emendation, is Asaga. Kavonis HaRavid Zal, Bahasagoso Sha'avram Hu Diksiv Shikim Maisa, that it was actually Avram who instituted Maisa. As the Pasuk says, Vayitein lo maisa mikol, that Avram gave to Avimelech maisa from everything that he had. To Malki Tzedek, maisa from what he had. So it seems that Avram, that all that the booty that he and all that he had, he gave a tenth to Malki Tzedek, to advise that the Rambam didn't want to interpret that the Maisa was related to Avram, because the Maisa that was given to Malki Tzedek was not from things that grow. It was from the booty. And the halacha that was instituted of Maisa was, as we have the mitzvah matzah, for mitzvah satluyis ba'avetz, that those things would grow, you have to give Maisa. And therefore, he interpreted that it's referring to Yitzchak, because it says by Yitzchak, by Yimtza B'Shana Hahi Meya She'orim, and says to advise, that's also the way the Metargim interprets it, and also Rashi and Ramban in their Perush of the Torah. So according to this, that which Esav asked Yitzhak, trying to, you know, to give the unfortunate false impression that he was very much medaktah b'mitzvahs, careful about mitzvahs, giving maisa. It wasn't just he was asking about maisa, just a coincidence, maisa. It's because according to the Rambam, it was Yitzhak, indeed, who instituted giving maisa. And therefore, Esav wanted to demonstrate or to show his father that he's being careful about the mitzvah that was so dear to Yitzhak, because Yitzhak was the one who instituted, namely Maisa. And therefore he's asking, do you give Maisa from salt and from straw? And that he is going in the derech, in the path of his father Yitzhak. And this, I think, is support to the position of the Rambam, that it was Yitzhak who instituted Maisus. And Rav Shechter, in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, cites a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid, where the Maisik Sofim, is it, you know, is that part of the mitzvah atztokah, or is that part of the mitzvah Maisik Oni? And he says the difference is an afkamin in that, can you take Maisik Sofim, that you give your tenth atztokah, can you use it for a dvar mitzvah, not only to give tzedakah to the poor? And that apparently is machloikis between the Ramah and Yeridaya, that you can't take you can't use maisa oni for dvar mitzvah, and you should give it only for aniyim. And the Shach quote disagrees, quotes from Maharam Rutenberg, that you can take, you can use it also, not only for aniyim, but also for dvar mitzvah. Since it's midin tzedakah, and so that would seem that may be the machlokes here between the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Rambam holds that Avram thought that the maisa that he gave was midin maisa ksofim for tzedakah, and that for is not related to maisa oni.